changes in the structure of political compromise. 1. See, for example, H. Kelsen, Vom Wesen und Wert der Demokratie, 2nd edition, Berlin, 1929, and more recently, H. P. Herring, The Politics of Democracy, New York, 1940. 2. E. Berg, Collected Works, 5th edition, Boston, 1877, Roman III, 485 and following. Page 168. 3. George Simmel, Philosophie des Geldes, 5th edition, Munich, 1930, page 165. 4. Bagehat, Collected Works, edited by Barrington, Roman 6, 14, Lombard Street, 1873. It is sometimes said that any foreign country can borrow in Lombard Street at a price. Some countries can borrow much cheaper than others, but all, it is said, can have some money if they choose to pay enough for it. Perhaps it is an exaggeration, but confined, as of course it was meant to be, to the civilized nations, it is not much of an exaggeration. As regards the conception of civilized and commercial, which are used synonymously, see Kunz, Zum Begriff der Nation Civilisée, Zeitschrift für Öffentliches Recht, Roman 7, 1928, 86. 5. See the excellent exposition of this point in K. Löwenstein, Volk und Parlament nach der Staatstheorie der französischen Nationalversammlung, Munich, 1922, pages 191 and following, especially page 200. 6. For the best account of this, see G. Leipolz, Das Wesen der Repräsentation, Berlin, 1929. 7. Bagehat, Work cited, Roman 1, 345. 8. Same as above, Roman 6, 32. 9. Hansard, Roman 74, 720. 10. The Economist, March 29, 1941, page 399. 11. Brooks Adams, The Law of Civilization and Decay, New York, 1895, page 283. 12. Charles Besley, Me Souvenir, Paris, 1873, chapter Ma Délégation de la Banque. 13. A Dauphine Meunier, La Banque de France, Paris, 1936, pages 220-27. 14. The resolution is quoted in Kish Elkan, Central Banks, London, 1932, page 17. 15. Compare the lucid exposition of the tie-up between international loans and retrogressive tendencies of governmental policies in post-war Austria and Hungary in P. Szende, Der Staatshaushalt und das Finanzsystem Österreichs und Ungarns in Handbuch für Finanzwissenschaft Tübingen, 1929, Roman 3, 206 through 9 and 220. 16. C. H. Neisser, Die alte und die neue Reichsbank in Strukturwandlungen der deutschen Volkswirtschaft, Roman II, Berlin, 1929, 293, and Deutschland unter dem Dorseplan, Bericht des Generalagenten, Dezember 22, 1928, Berlin, 1929, page 116. 17. See, for example, Otto Braun, Von Weimar zu Hitler, 2nd edition, New York, 1940, page 217, whose testimony is valuable, an account of his position at the time as head of the Prussian government. 18. See, for example, Philip Snowden, an autobiography, London, 1934, Roman 2, 945 through 47, who quite naturally, given his role at the time, tries to play down the influence of the Bank of England and of the Federal Reserve Bank, without, however, being able to deny that they ask for cuts in the social services. See also L. McWare, The Tragedy of Ramsay MacDonald, London, 1938, page 349 through 57. Page 169. 19. The best insight into this process is given by the memoirs of Governor Moreau, Le Relèvement financier et monétaire de la France, Revue des Deux Mondes, March 1st, March 15, April 1st, and April 15, 1937. See here especially his characterization of the Herriot ministry, pages 55 and following. When he wants to get rid of a cabinet, he decides de crever la abjet. Page 58. In the opposite case, he speaks of l'intrigue de certains parlementaires. Page 30. Against the government, he wants to stay in office. See also the already cited Dauphin, Meunier, and Pope, Government and the Bank of France. In Public Policy, Roman 2, 1941, page 3 and following. For a general judgment by a politician who experienced some rather rough handling by these institutions, see Callot in Senate, Session Ordinaire, July 23, 1936, page 814. It was always in the atmosphere of this institution to consider the notes of the Banque de France as independent of government credit, and to believe that the Banque de France was not created to come to terms with the government. 20. Compare Moreau quoted Supra, pages 825 through 27. 21. Vincent Auriol in Chambre, Session Ordinaire, 1937, pages 1964 and following. He compares the manipulators of capital flight, always eager to stab their government in the back, with the French émigré nobility, who, under the leadership of Prince Louis-Joseph Condé, tried at every turn of the French Revolution to stage a comeback. 22. See Journal Officiel, July 1, 1937, and especially the deliberation of the Senate on June 30, 1937, in Senat, Session Ordinaire, 1937, page 718. 23. See the remarks of Burl, New Directions in the New World, New York, 1940, page 121. See, for example, the interesting discussion between Governor Eckel, Federal Reserve Bank, the representative of the School of Government Spending as a means of upholding the existing private property relationship, which he in turn regards as the surest safeguard of democracy, and Senator Byrd of Virginia, representative of an old-fashioned balance the budget school, in the New York Times, December 20th and 27th, 1938. 25. H. Spencer, The Study of Sociology, First Edition, New York, 1874, page 396. 26. J. Morley, On Compromise, Second Edition, London, 1877, page 209. 27. London, 1876. See especially Chapter Roman 6 of the infirmities and dangers to which representative government is liable. 28. Otto Bauer, Die Österreichische Revolution, Vienna, 1923, page 196. Compare Gurlands Kritik in Marxismus und Diktatur, Leipzig, 1930, page 95 and following. 29. Schmidt, Freiheitsrechte und institutionelle Garantien der Reichsverfassung, Berlin, 1931, and Huber, Bedeutungswandel der Grundrechte, Archiv für öffentliches Recht, Roman 23, 1932, page 1-98. 30. NLRB vs. Chicago Apparatus Company, CCA, 7th December 1940, 116F, 2nd edition, 753. See also Charles Killingworth, Employer Freedom and the NLRP, Wisconsin Law Review, March 1941, pages 211 through 38. 31. W. Neuling, Wettbewerb, Monopol und Befehl in der heutigen Wirtschaft. Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften. Roman 99, 1939, 316, speaks of scanty oasis of competition in the realm of the food estate. Page 170. 32. According to the estimates of the Institute for Konjunkturforschung, weekly reports Roman 9, 1936, 198. At the end of 1936, all internally produced raw materials and semi-finished goods, and assuredly half of the industrial finished goods, were bound by agreements. This figure does not define the kind of agreement, whether direct monopolies or only regulatory procedures. 33. C. Russell. Die Praxis des Zwangkartellgesetzes, Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 97, 1937, 500. 34. An acknowledgement of the thoroughgoing identity of personnel in both organizations is given by Neuling, quoted Supra, page 304, N1, for the organization in industry in general, C. Kühn, der vorläufige Aufbau der gewerblichen Wirtschaft, Archiv des öffentlichen Rechts, Roman 27, 1936, 334 through 63, and the official commentary by the official of the Ministry of Economics, E. Barth, Wesen und Aufgaben der Organisationen der gewerblichen Wirtschaft, Hamburg, 1939. As regards the relationship between cartel and official organizations, C. Clay, Aufbau und Rechtscharakter der Neuorganisation der gewerblichen Wirtschaft und ihr Verhältnis zu den Kartellen, Kölner Dissertation, 1938. 35. Kartell im Staatsdienst, Deutscher Volkswirt, January 12, 1940, page 447, and Entlastung der Reichsstellen, Deutscher Volkswirt, July 12, 1940, page 1452. For a rationalization of the impossibility of separating the functions of official groups and cartels, see Merkel, Wirtschaftslenkung und Kartellrecht, Kartellrundschau, 1939, page 307, and H. Trost, Der Krieg und die Organisation der gewerblichen Wirtschaft, Zeitschrift der Akademie für Deutsches Recht, 1940, pages 25 through 26. 36. That the persons who function as mandatories of the Reich boards are often identical with the personnel of the cartels may be seen from the regulations for paper and wrapping materials in Pose, Landfried, Syrup, Backe, Alpers, die Rechtsverteidigungsgesetzgebung, Volume 2, Roman 4, Papier, pages 83 through 88. 37. An isolated but vigorous protest against this development may be found in F. Böhm, Die Ordnung der Wirtschaft als geschichtliche Aufgabe und rechtsschöpferische Leistung, Stuttgart, auch Berlin, 1937, whose main arguments closely parallel those of the American antitrust movement. 38. Somewhat neglected so far, this role of the social honor courts, the supervision of small and medium-sized shops, is frankly acknowledged in Soziale Praxis, 1940, page 1459. For the approval of those restrictions, see the decision of the Cartel Tribunal of April 26, 1939 in Cartel Rundschau, 1939, page 420, which already employing the terminology of the coming out legislation stipulates that a business which cannot, without endangering its existence, withstand a decrease of Reichsmark 50 in its annual profit cannot enjoy legal protection. 39. See, for example, the regulations for the soap industry by Pose Landfried, Quota, Supra, Volume 2, Roman 4, Seife, Introductory Remarks. 40. As regards to ideology, see the wording of the Decree on Gemeinschaftshilfe der Wirtschaft, February 19, 1940, R.J.B.L., Roman 1, 359. which starts with the supposition that the shutdown is only of a temporary character.